on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Franklin Plumbing, Earthworks Landscape and Supply, A Better You IV Bar, Prescott Home Safety, Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Builders Wholesale, Call Tex, Foxworth Galbraith, and Dignity Health. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, universe. You are tuned in to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and your girl Sandy and her wingman Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. So June is busting out all over.
You know what that means.
What? Six more months till Christmas?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Seriously?
A little over, right at 200 days to Christmas.
Yes, I am so brilliant. What
you
can
are.
I say?
You're amazing.
I read your mind. Oh, my gosh. So thanks for tuning into Hammer Time. This is June, Saturday and Sunday, the first weekend in June. And we have a super cool guest with us this morning.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk everything construction.
Wow.
I know.
What a concept.
What a concept. That's right. Give me a C. Give me an O. Give me a construction. Ready to roll. Oh, that was very good.
That was very good. Very good.
So our guest with us is the one and only Mr. Jeff Falls. He's project manager with Haley Construction. So we've got one of the big boys in the studio with us.
Would that mean that he's actually, and I know he won't agree to this, but he's actually project manager extraordinaire?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Jeff, how are you, my friend?
I am great. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Hammer Time.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, you want to talk construction, or you just kind of want to kick back and see where the show goes?
Let's just see where it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Take us away.
That's where the show is going to go. Silence. Because you know what? I don't have anything to talk about. Oh, yeah, right, Sandy. That's what you say. Okay, you guys. So I have the funniest joke. Jeff.
Yes.
Hang on, because these are verbal jokes, okay. And I try my best.
I'm holding on.
Okay. So there's a doghouse.
Okay.
And inside the doghouse, stuffed full, are sheep. Tons of sheep. You can see all their cute little sheep faces, okay? And it's a pretty big doghouse. And standing guard outside of the doghouse is a hoarder collie.
A hoarder collie. I get
it. Do you get it?
I get it. Very good. Very good.
Here's a picture. Pretty funny, huh?
That's good.
Jeff?
I do like
very
that
excellent.
One. Thank you very
yes.
much. You got it.
I got it right away.
Mike hardly ever gets them right away, but he got this one. So we're going to talk construction with Haley Construction with Jeff Falls, project manager, and we are going to take a travel through everything construction from design build. We're going to talk about CMAR, Jeff. You're going to share what that is, how it works. We're going to talk about commercial construction, residential construction. Mike, right up your alley.
All in an hour?
Yes.
That's going to be cramming it.
And guess what else we're going to talk about? Historic rehabilitation.
Oh, absolutely the right people to talk to about
and
that.
And green building, both
Perfect.
Of you. So we have 60 minutes.
Okay.
So take us to a quick break, really fast. And when we come back, we will bring Jeff into the conversation.
Quickly, you are listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're broadcasting on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our super over-the-top valuable sponsors. Fill up that first cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time, brought to you by Sandy, NYCCA, and Mike. So our guest with us this morning is Jeff Falls, project manager with Haley Construction. Jeff, again, welcome to Hammer Time.
Thank you, Sandy. Good to be here.
So how long have you been with Haley Construction?
12 years in May, this
wow.
last May.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday. Happy happiness.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So are you? Do you have 12 more years, 20 more years, 50 more years?
I think 20 to 25 more to go. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're going to be very young.
Well, I'll be very old.
Did you come out of the womb with a hammer and a nail gun or what? How'd you get
pretty close to that? Pretty
you
close
did?
To that. Yeah.
So how did that happen?
So my dad was a general contractor, so I started working with him probably in middle school, somewhere around there.
Wow.
Did it for a long time with him and then went off to college, did some other stuff, and then ended up back doing this again probably in the late 80s, early 90s. Been doing it ever since.
Is it not the best industry ever?
It is.
It will never go away. And Mike hears me say this all the time. It built America.
Yep.
It will continue to build America.
Yeah,
I agree.
And you can, once you learn the trades and a portion of the industry, you can go anywhere.
And that's one of the things I like, too, is you're always learning.
Yes.
It's always changing. It's always evolving. So,
always new challenges.
Always.
And those challenges are just not with jurisdictional code challenges, material challenges, lots of new ideas coming out in the marketplace.
Scheduling, you name it.
Yeah.
And there's always some
full of challenges lately.
Yeah, always some curveballs like Mother Nature in the past winter. And
oh, that was a big
you just,
one.
You make do.
Yep. So why do you like it? Because every day is different?
Yeah, that's exactly why. I was just telling somebody that yesterday, that it's always changing. There's always a challenge, and it's while the challenges may seem similar, that it's every job is so different. That,
right.
You know, it starts in the morning and it's challenges all day long. So,
and that's what I say I love about what I do. Every day is different. Every phone call is different.
Yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even the phone calls when I call you are always different.
Absolutely.
That's 100% guaranteed.
Hey.
You look at your phone and you go,
I wonder what this challenge is going to be about.
I wonder what my girl wants this time. I know. So what Haley Construction, a three-generation super strong family
on our
company.
Third generation now.
I know. Is that not fantastic?
Yeah, because when you started, Tom and Bill were there.
Yep. And when I started with them, Tom and Bill were there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
And now Alan is the president. He's one of our board members, Alan Crary, and the vice president, his sister, Jillian.
Correct.
Yep.
So at long last, we've got a woman in the business running calls.
Yes, that's pretty awesome, I think.
Yeah. It is pretty awesome. Yeah. So Haley's been around and an innovative company since 1955.
Correct. Started in Globe, 1955.
Some of those newspaper articles, and they were building houses and selling them for, what, $3,000,
yeah.
$2,000?
We have a bunch of the old newspaper ads. $3,500 for a two-bedroom, one bath. Yeah, with a lot.
I know. Yeah. Is that so hard to believe?
And those houses still exist. They're all around our office.
I know, because you're built in that area. Yeah. And here's the other thing, you guys, and then I'll get off my soapbox. Those houses back then were built with zero building codes.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at how hamstrung we are with building codes. And those homes that Haley Construction built are still standing.
Still standing. Yep.
No seismic bracing, no shear wall, no double, triple, quadruple sign-offs from engineers. What else?
We're not going to argue with you.
No.
Okay. So what project, a super cool project, is Haley working on now?
we're just getting ready to start, and I'll say ground, break ground, but we're not really breaking ground. It's a remodel for Yavapai College over on their Verde Valley campus. So building M, which is where the library is located, so pretty much three-quarters of the ground floor of the building is going to get completely remodeled into the Center for Learning and Innovation.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So all new everything.
All new everything, yeah. Libraries are getting smaller, and it's going to be more technologically driven.
Okay, so who drives back and forth to the Verde Valley campus, and where does your workforce come from?
On this project, a bunch of the workforce will be coming up out of Phoenix just because of the scope of some of the trades that we need. We do have some Verde Valley subs. We kind of strive to do that over there.
Right.
It's not a big pool to pick from all the time, but there's some really, really talented subcontractors over there. And then a bunch that are of our normal people that we work with from over here. We have one superintendent that he lives out kind of on the, if you will, on the very east end of Dewey. So it's only about a 40-minute drive for him to the campus. And he'll be our day-to-day guy over there, and then I'll be over there once, hopefully just once a week.
Okay. But good. We'll hold our fingers crossed.
I've done a bunch of projects over there, and I've made that drive for many, many days in a row, so it's not a big deal.
Do you go I-17 or over Jerome?
When I used to do it before, I was living in Chino, so I would make the ride over, over Jerome, but now I live in Dewey, so it would be the I-17 route.
Perfect.
Yeah. Either way, it's about the same distance.
It is.
It's just, you know, one's a little bit easier to drive, that's all.
Like, I think going over Jerome, I like to go over that. I try to see how I can drive without putting my brakes on.
Yeah. Good idea.
So I'm not sure which is more of a challenge going that way in the summer or the winter, because the summer you run into a lot, obviously a lot of the recreational traffic.
Yes. Yeah.
And in the winter you run into the snow.
I know.
It's a good challenge. So.
It is a good challenge, but you can go faster on I-17 and get there quicker, I think.
Yeah. It's really, I've done it every single way possible, and it's almost exactly the same.
It is.
Within minutes.
It is.
Because you always run into some guy going slow. So.
When do you start this new refurbishment?
We're kind of slowly moving in right now, but we should be starting demo next week, week after, somewhere in there.
Okay. Well, we're going to stay on top of that and see how it tracks.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
When do you anticipate the final nail into the wall?
I have it planned for to be about an 8 to 10 month project. We'll see how things go. It's really driven by lead times of materials. So
those darn lead times of materials. Yeah. Let me tell you, they sneak up on us all the time.
Yeah. But you know what? Those materials are a necessary evil. It's tough to do a job without.
Can't do it without the materials. Can't do it. Just like you can't eat pizza without cheese.
There you go.
And really, in this case, it's the HVAC equipment and the electrical equipment that'll be the. Those are the long lead items.
Okay, do you have it on order?
Yep.
Oh, good man. What any super stellar project manager would do, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
He's got it going on. On top of it.
The adjectives are not necessary.
But we love you, Jeff. We have to take a break, listeners. We will be back shortly and continue our conversation with Jeff Falls, project manager for Haley Construction. So don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. I'm your girl, Sandy, with my man, Mike, and my man, Jeff. I am the rose between two contractors.
I wondered how you were going to finish that one up.
So, Jeff,
Yes. Let's
talk about green building with Haley Construction, because I know you take pride in those building solutions,
yeah.
And more people are getting into this green stuff.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. Our most recent one was the dorms at Prescott College, mm-hmm. and that was going for, I could be wrong here because it's been a few years, but I believe they were trying to achieve LEED Gold, and it ended up being LEED Platinum. But, you know, it's the hoops. You talk about jumping through hoops. The hoops you have to jump through to get those jobs
LEED
done.
LEED certifications, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you guys have, Haley has done LEED Gold jobs, I thought.
Yep.
Yes.
What is the one on Walker Road there?
The center, the...
Yeah.
What is that called?
Nature Center?
Yeah.
That's not the official name of it, but that's
what everybody calls it. Yeah.
Yeah, the Nature Center.
Yeah,
that was LEED Gold.
Yeah,
close enough.
They'll call in and correct us, I'm sure. But, that was LEED Gold, I believe, yeah.
Are you still working for green building projects? Do you guys have that in your cup of tricks?
We do. It's not as... there's not a lot of call for it, you know, especially as money's getting more expensive. People aren't, you know, wanting to spend the extra money that it takes to get LEED because of how you have to procure materials and all the other things that go along with it. So
yeah, but part of it on the residential side, because I've done a LEED Gold before, but a lot of the codes and changing, a lot of the things when you go back that were optional that you got points for are now being standardized.
Mm-hmm.
And so the...
That's a good point, Mike.
Yeah, the industry itself is evolving to where it's greener and greener and greener just by the codes that we're enforcing now.
The Highland Center for Natural History.
Very good.
There we go.
We had a couple words correct.
Thanks, Mr. Engineer.
We got nature.
Yeah, we got nature. That was
After
it.
That was about it.
Nature. We love nature. You're right, Mike, with that, because the codes are changing, so it's standard everything now. Interesting. I wonder what's going to happen to the green building and the LEED certifications. You know, they've got a green building website program. What do you guys think about the momentum to do away with gas-fueled appliances?
Well,
you're on air.
I was just going to say, I'm going to have to think twice because a lot of four-letter words come to my mind, but hey, it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, New York is already doing it. Washington State, I think, is caught up in it.
And the coast or California is probably going to be the next one.
Craziness. Mm-hmm.
But it is crazy. It is crazy. At some point in time, we're going to have to admit that we have no responsibility for our own lives, that we are being taken care of by the government. And that's just
not acceptable. I know that is
Mike's taking the words right out of my mouth.
Not acceptable. Ridiculous. I know government at its finest. How about share with our listeners what CMAR means, because that's an extremely interesting way of bidding commercial projects. And you guys are pretty good at it.
Yeah. We were the first ones in Yavapai County to start doing them. So CMAR, Construction Manager at Risk. Sometimes the A is a little at symbol. Basically, it's really, you can't say that's a way to bid them, because when you're selected to be a CMAR, that's based on qualifications. So currently we are the CMAR with Yavapai College, and you work – try to simplify these so that I can understand them. But you have the contractor, you have the owner, and you have the architect, and technically we all work as a team. And to try and achieve – the end product, you know, that is built right, the way it was supposed, you know, the way the architect envisioned it, and is a good product for the end user.
Cost effective.
Yeah. And cost effective doesn't always mean, you know, cheap. I mean, you have to look at the longevity of things, especially on a college campus, where, you know, they really take they get abused. The buildings get abused. And,
correct.
You know, they need to last a long time. So sometimes always going the cheap way isn't the best way. But there's, you know, a lot of constructability and other kind of budgeting things that we have to look at when we're pricing those up. So
I see more and more jurisdictions for a lot of their, let's say, libraries and fire stations and big commercial buildings are going CMAR.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to help the jurisdiction.
It is. It does require a contractor to be, you have to be very above board.
Right.
And that there are some entities that have been burned in the past and they've gotten away from CMAR because there's ways to take advantage of it if you know, not played correctly.
Doesn't CMAR, it's supposed to do away with change orders and change orders and change orders.
Yeah, I mean, you'll always have change orders because there's always things.
The unknown.
But it helps with eliminating the that wasn't on the plans
right.
kind of change order, right? So, because you're working through all that at the what we call the pre-construction phase to kind of sort out all those issues that you
find.
And if you didn't catch it, there's where the at-risk comes into play. Yeah.
So, I like CMAR.
Yep. I like CMAR a lot, too.
Mike, you don't do a lot of it because you're residential.
Correct. Conceptually, though, I mean, and it's not labeled that way for the residential, but conceptually, I think we kind of fall into the same, at least I do, into the same reference.
Yeah, I think a lot, especially if you're a home builder, and we've done these too. I mean, we've actually done homes where as a CMAR, but a lot of them end up that way because if you have a good relationship, if you're working with an architect that you normally work with all the time, and you're working with a homeowner that's that trusts you, it always kind of ends up in that same kind of format, you know. And you try to work that stuff out. Some of these larger homes that we've done, we did as CMARs because it just was the most efficient way to do it.
Because during the construction process, you're going from two-dimensional to three-dimensional, and there's always opportunities for the betterment.
Right.
And when you have an owner that's on board with the architect that they've worked with to design the project, it makes it so much easier when everybody's got that same focus about, okay, let's bring this to the finish line with these improvements.
Yeah. And so, it's just so superior, I think, to the traditional
way of bidding.
Bid build, you know, where it's like, well, this is what you gave me and this is what you get. You don't like it, you know.
Too bad, so
too
sad.
Bad, so sad, give me some more money to make it what you want. So.
Yeah. And that's one of the big differences between production building, quote unquote, and custom building is production building is a widget that has a defined line to start and a defined line to quit as far as materials, design, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I spent 25 years in that ballpark. One of the reasons that the production builders don't make a lot of changes is because they miss them.
Yeah.
And if they agree to make that change and they miss them, then it ends up costing them more than what they charge.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's kind
true.
Of a here's our boundary lines and we don't go outside of those.
Yeah, and when you're bidding something like that and you're bidding it to win it, you know, you don't have any extra pennies left.
Skinny.
In there.
Yeah.
And that happens nowadays. I mean, we still see that happening.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I guess there's nothing we can do about that. It's going to continue to exist.
Well,
unless you change your mode of bidding and working up prices.
But then it all comes down in production building, not all of it, but it comes down to pricing a lot more so than certainly in the custom market.
Mm-hmm.
So there are guidelines. If you want to change some of those guidelines in production building, then all of a sudden you might find that you're not competitive with your neighboring builder. So it's kind of a vicious circle.
It is. Every day is different, entertaining and different. Listeners, we have to take a break. We will be back momentarily. Our guest with us this morning, Jeff Falls, project manager with Haley Construction. Extraordinaire. Just had to say it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Happy June. That's what I say. Six more months, a little more than 6 months. 6 months and 2 weeks to Christmas.
3 weeks, but who's counting?
So what are you going to buy Patty? What's Patty's Christmas
present?
Oh,
boy. You get me every year on this.
I know. Come on.
I'm going to plead the fifth for the time
being.
Mike! As the time nears, we'll maybe discuss that some more.
Okay,
like
all right.
The day before Christmas.
Okay, so what did you two do over Memorial Day? How did you not celebrate, but behold the day in your heart?
I have a mentor that was a Vietnam vet, and I usually reach out to him, and that's my kind of my tradition.
Perfect.
On the day. Yeah.
Perfect.
Very good.
Mike?
I drove by the YCCA office and caught Sandy at work.
Not on Monday.
I think it was,
no.
Was it Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday. It was
Sunday?
Both
okay.
Saturday and Sunday, but not on Monday.
And I didn't chide you because, number one, I left my phone at home, and number two, I was just returning from my office. So it's kind of hard to call the
I went
black.
In to write a few checks on Sunday. Saturday, I went in to do some paperwork. Monday, I stayed in my yard, didn't leave the property lines, kind of pulled weeds, watched Daniel and his buddy remove all of my weeds.
So relaxing.
Cleaned out a portion of my garage. And it's like, oh my gosh, I filled my trash can up. I might have to ask for forgiveness.
Well, that's pretty minor because I filled up the back of my truck on Saturday with stuff from my garage. So
where do you take it?
I took it to one of our dumpsters that we have.
Would you give me the address of one of your dumpsters?
Yeah, I'll do it right over the airwaves here so all of the people listening can participate.
I have a million dumpsters.
Yeah. You do? Which, after we're off air, you would let me know where there could be one or two and I could... because I don't think I'm going to make it till trash day because it's delayed this week because of the holiday.
If it's that bad, I can help you out.
Shoo, thank you.
You betcha.
It's very heavy.
Send a crew over there.
Do you want to bring the forklift or do you want me to?
You better bring the forklift.
Well, I don't think it's forklift worthy. But
I bet it is.
I'll find out. Okay, so how about, let's talk about design build for our listeners so they can understand what that means and why it's so important when they're building.
Well, I don't know if important. It's a delivery method that we use. It's probably the one we use the least, mostly because we don't have an architect on staff. If we had an on-staffed architect with a lot of the bigger builders do, that they could just go with these things and basically design build them. We've done one recently, but that's the first one we've done in quite a while. And they go pretty good. It's a little bit more difficult for us in that respect because we're kind of – the architect works for us. So there's a little bit of a – lack of separation there, I think, causes some issues sometimes. But it's an okay way to do it. I prefer the CMAR method, really.
Interesting. Yeah. Mike, what do you think about design build?
As Jeff just mentioned, there's a little bit of a, I won't say conflict, but it's a different manner of dealing with the architect. So in my world, the architect always works for the client. To design the home, but then I get involved during that design process. And so we really do have a collaborative by the time it's all ready to go to the field, so to speak. We've got a collaborative effort that's pretty well gone through the plans pretty thoroughly.
Now, there's some builders that do them really well. And you know, they do them all the time. They know exactly the ins and outs. And you have to be doing the right type of buildings, I think. A lot of our clientele, they're not really that type of client. They're more of a unique. So design build, you're kind of already worked out all the details before you've even designed it. You're going to use the same subs. You know, we built this one just like we built the last one, just like we built the last one, the one before that. So when you have something that's really unique, it doesn't really lend itself well to a design build format.
So are yours, Mike, are yours mostly design build then?
Not really. They're all unique.
They're all unique.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I was doing metal building warehouses, design build.
Design build all the way down.
All the way down. Yeah.
So there's really, would production builders be called design build?
Really, it falls more into that realm.
Into that category.
Sort of, yeah,
okay.
Sort of.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's more of a commercial term in that respect. I mean, if you were design building homes, you're basically spec building homes.
Right.
So that
okay,
kind of
good point.
That. Yeah, but with a design build, sometimes you'll have a client, sometimes you won't. And
okay, well, interesting. So design build is not...
And I'm kind of speaking of it from Haley's aspect, too. I mean, there's a little bit of interpretation in the definition, but for us, that's what design build is.
Perfect.
Yeah. And there are some architects, there's one in particular in town that basically operates off of half a dozen standardized plans, but he will modify those standardized plans to fit somebody's unique terrain, you know, the topography of that particular lot, and make some changes. So that would be kind of falling into that quasi-design build concept.
What do you think? We sure have a shortage in architects and designers.
Yeah.
Big.
I would agree.
I know,
agree.
Along with framers.
There's a lot. Like, there's shortages in everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what would be your number one priority for a shortage that if you had the genie, what would you want to see explode into help?
Wow. I'm afraid to say, because I don't want to offend somebody, but I think there's a lot of room here for some sheetrock contractors.
Okay. No, I can see that industry is short. Yeah. It is.
There's some really, really good ones and here, but it seems like I use the same ones over and over and over.
And what are we going to do, too, when those companies are getting older and they want to go fishing? And
yeah.
No, you're right, Jeff, sheetrock, and that's such an important component of the house.
Yeah. But for us commercially, that also includes those are the same guys who usually do the steel stud frames.
Yep, yep.
They do the grid ceilings.
Yep.
There's a lot to that.
Yeah. No, you're right. So, yeah, Mike, what is your genie?
It follows suit with a multitude of the different trades, and each of those trades realize that there's not the manpower availability out there.
I know.
So they're just as frustrated with the ability to acquire people to fill their crews as we are frustrated with the time that it might take them to get to our job site because they only have a limited number of crews already employed on different houses.
Yeah.
So,
and that's why I brought that one up specifically is because, and selfishly, because the ones we use, they're really good. Mm-hmm. But I call up and I say, hey, I got a project and want to get you guys in on. They're like, oh, when's it going to go? And I say, hey, October. And they go, ha, sorry. And now what do I do?
I know.
Now I have to reach out to somebody that I don't know or bring somebody up out of the valley.
I know.
You know, and,
okay, so our genie in the bottle, sheetrock, grid ceilings, metal studs.
And I really have a hard time with the idea of bringing people up from Phoenix because, unfortunately, sometimes that's just necessary, period.
Yeah.
I know.
But as we all know, when things get busy, although they're busy up here for us now, but when things slow down, the vendors from the valley want to come up and participate, but when it gets busy again, then all of a sudden getting them back up here to adjustments
or
corrections or whatnot, you're on the bottom of the
totem
pole.
Or they're going to send a different crew that didn't do the original work and they don't know.
They don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So I know Jeff does the same thing. We try to employ the local trades as much as possible, but sometimes the barrel's empty.
Exactly.
Very difficult.
Yeah. We used to brag about that a lot even on our website, and we've kind of gotten away from that just because you get burned on it. You know, you use that so much, and then you have to do a job, and everybody's like, well, I thought you were going to hire all local guys.
Well, I know.
There's not a local guy that does X. There's not a local guy that does Y, and there's only one guy that does Z, and he's too busy right now. So
nope, it's a good point. Well taken.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hope I don't offend any of our – I love all our local subs.
We've got
great
local subs, and they're working as hard and as fast, and they don't have a crystal ball as to when you're going to call them for a job. So,
as general contractors, we try to be, get out ahead of stuff, and we can't always be as good as we'd like to be either about that stuff. So,
yep.
Listeners, guess what?
Break time.
Okay, you do it.
You're listening to Hammer Time. I knew that was going to come
back at me.
We've got a great conversation going with Jeff from Haley Construction. We're all about talking about the trades and the different obstacles that we have and the solutions that we're bringing to the table. So hopefully we will continue to do that, and you'll find this interesting.
Oh, and I have another genie question when we come back.
Can't wait. So you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Fill up that second cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, happy June. June 3rd, right? Did I get that date right?
Well,
Saturday.
Maybe. There you go.
Unless you tune in on Sunday, and then it's June the 4th.
Perfect.
Love it. Listeners, thanks so much, seriously, for tuning in to Hammer Time and supporting us. That means a lot.
Yes, it does.
It's honorable to bring our community this program. And we've been doing it for just a few years, like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 years, enjoying every second of it.
Absolutely.
Every hour, Mike.
It's just like construction. There's always something new.
Absolutely. Always something new. Okay. So back to the genie question. We talked about your trades, what you would bring in. If you could make one difference come Monday morning to the construction industry, Mike, what would it be?
I hate to sound like a broken record, but it'd be just what we were talking about, availability of subcontractors, not only new ones, but the ones we use if they had more availability of personnel.
All right. Jeff, are you going to be a broken record?
I'm going to be a broken record.
Brother.
Yeah. That's the number one thing. The manpower, especially here in Yavapai County.
And it's all over. It's just not our industry, listeners.
No, it's every industry.
It is every industry.
It's every industry. Go to the restaurant, go to, you know.
Yeah, everywhere.
We were at a restaurant yesterday, and, you know, you had a 45-minute wait, but there was six empty tables because they only had so many people waiting tables. So.
Now you want to get me on my political stump?
I didn't know it was going to cause that. That's
within the realm of possibility.
I wonder if it would bring the cost of building materials down.
I don't think it would. I wondered about that.
I think
the price of everything is already up there.
And we're paying it.
We're going to pay it, and it is what it is. And I think it's unfortunate.
You know, I just have to kind of chuckle because from time to time, as gas prices have risen, all of a sudden we'll get notice from certain people that we're sorry, but we're having to implement a surcharge.
Yeah.
To this day, in over 50 years, I have never gotten a memo that says, we're so happy to inform you that we've eliminated our surcharge.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
They just quit telling you about it.
Yeah, forget it. They told you once.
It just gets
They're not going to tell you again. So you guys, Haley Construction, did the expansion and the remodel for Susie's Prescott Center for the Arts?
That's correct.
It's beautiful, you
Thank
guys.
You.
Absolutely
you.
Powerful.
Yeah. I'm pretty proud of it.
That you should be. That project was really nice.
And the other one you always have to mention because it's such a landmark is the Elks Theater.
Yeah.
I know. That was pretty cool.
And I realize that's been a number of years ago now, but they've done such a great job on it.
That was multiple phases. You know, we had the inside, which bringing that back, and then it was the outside, and then separate rooms here and there. And we continue to do little things here and there. Just always...
I have
Keep
pictures of when it was all covered up and sheeted. You couldn't even tell it was a theater.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
You're working on the Boys and Girls Club in Prescott Valley.
Yep. So, just a small little project out there. Just helping them get ready for some. They have a bunch of new cabinetry coming in and some new graphics and all that kind of stuff. So we've been kind of helping them out with that.
How many employees does Haley Construction have?
Oh, boy. Let me think. We got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you need my fingers?
8. I think we have 15 or 16 right now.
Whoa.
I might be forgetting
Good
somebody.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Kathy's your safety manager.
Kathy's our safety manager, and I'm going to pull a trick out of your hat, our safety manager and our project engineer extraordinaire. She's great at the paperwork end of the job.
Just she's awesome. Marvelous.
I'm awesome.
Yeah. She can never retire.
No.
We're saying it on air. Kathy from Haley Construction.
Can never retire.
She has a 6-year plan, but we're...
We need to stretch it to 25 to match with yours, 25 or 50.
I don't have a plan. I just got to keep going till I can't go anymore. That's my plan.
You know what?
That's a good plan.
I think that's all of our plans. Until I can't go anymore, we're still going.
Yeah.
We're still driving. We're still walking and talking and laughing and smiling. That's what we have to do.
So Kathy's still there. We just hired a new controller, Rick Kratz.
I heard he's a good guy.
He's great.
Good.
He's great. We're all heartbroken.
I know.
Our CFO, Diane Travis, retired.
I was sad.
Yeah.
But she's out there laughing and having a good time.
Yep.
And
I'm going to have her listen to this so she can.
Diane, we miss you.
Very much. Every day.
Every day.
And like you said, there's Jillian and Alan, the owners. We also just hired a new project manager. Her name is Tracy Garrison.
Wow.
And she is awesome. Just amazing.
So was she local, or where did Tracy come from?
Tracy came from California, like everybody else. But she was living here, working remotely for another builder out of California, and walked into our door.
Lucky you guys.
We were lucky both for her and Rick, though they both kind of came to us the same
way. Perfect.
So, yeah.
And you also have a super cool woman extraordinaire, Miss Jess Savoini.
Yep.
Love you, Jess.
Jess is awesome. she does everything pretty much. Yeah. She's kind of with us part-time during the day, but she's like just... She's a ball of fire.
She is. She's like a little genie in a bottle, and she reaches out to me, and it's like, okie dokie, Jess, I'm on it, Jess.
Yeah. And she knows everybody.
She does. Yeah. She's so magnificent, so good. How about, I see a lot of the Haley trucks. They love coming into the Shell or the Sheldon Street Grill because they're hooked on the breakfast burritos.
That may be. I don't know.
It is. I see them. I say hi to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, our laborers drive a truck, all of our superintendents. We have four superintendents. We have Dave Ziesel and Matt Gillis.
It's Matt I see most often. Matt, sorry I called you out on the breakfast burritos, buddy.
That's all right. Everybody knows. Harry Pauly, he's the one that's going to be working in the Verde over there. And Jake Clough.
I love Jake.
Yep. Jake's awesome.
He's so cool.
Jake was a superintendent on the PCA job.
Perfect.
So besides the breakfast burritos, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and didn't want to go down and meet them for breakfast burritos, how can they get a hold of Haley Construction?
They can call 928-445-1281 and ask for Jeff.
Perfect. And your website?
Our website, HaleyConstructionAZ.com.
Jeff, Mike, we'll be right back. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Jeff, what a pleasure having you with Mike and me this morning on Hammer Time.
Thank you. It was great being here.
You are quite the project manager extraordinaire in my book, buddy.
Absolutely.
And I'm honored to know you.
Thank you.
So, listeners, YCCA 778-0040. For anything and everything, recommendations, problems, situations, referrals.
Give Sandy a call and she'll pull that toolbox out.
I will. 778-0040. So enjoy your June because it's busting out all over. 6 months and 3 weeks until Christmas. I say for all your construction management needs, call Haley.
And I say if you've got any historical needs out there, they're the company to call.
And for all your commercial and residential needs, call Haley Construction, 445-1281.
And together we say, Haley,
Haley,
Haley. Haley. Have a great weekend. We love you all. Bye.
Have a time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.